واذكر أخا عاد إذ أنذر قومه بالأحقاف وقد خلت النذر من بين يديه ومن خلفه ألا تعبدوا إلا الله ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم.
Recount to them the story of Hud, the brother of the tribe of Ad. Hud warned his people beside the sand dunes, peace be upon him. And there have been other warners before him and since his time, saying, serve none but Allah. Verily, I fear that the chastisement of an awesome day shall come upon you. Recount to them the story of Hud, the brother of the tribe of Ad. Hud warned his people beside the sand dunes, peace be upon him.
Since the Quraysh chiefs thought very highly of themselves and boasted of their glory and affluence, the story of the people of Ad is related to them. The Ad were known in Arabia for their might and glory. Ahqaf is the plural form of Hikf, which literally means a sand dune. This was used as a special term for the empty quarter in the Arabian desert, which to this day has remained unsuitable for habitation. According to Ibn Ishaq, the Ad were settled in the region extending from Oman to Yemen. According to the Quran, Al-Ahqaf was their homeland. They then moved out from their land and established control over neighboring lands. At a place near Hadramaut, which is about 125 miles away from Muqalla in Yemen, there is a grave which people regard as that of the Prophet Hud, peace be upon him. On 15th Shaban every year, a religious festival is held there, attracting thousands of people from every nook and corner of Arabia. Although it is not conclusively established that what is believed to be the Prophet Hud's grave is truly his, yet the pilgrims' visit and the attachment of the people of southern Arabia to it show that according to local traditions, the place is associated with the Ad. Many ruins in the area are called the abode of the Ad by locals. While looking today at Al-Ahqaf region, it is hard to believe that a mighty and glorious civilization once flourished there. It is quite likely, however, that this was a fertile region thousands of years ago and was later reduced to an arid desert as it appears today. Today, however, it is a huge desert and people can hardly muster the courage to penetrate its depths. In 1843, a Bavarian German soldier managed to reach its southern edge. He pointed out that if one looks at from Hadramaut's northern plateau, the desert appears to be a 1,000 feet deep valley. The Arab Bedouins are mortally afraid of this desert and are not prepared to go there at all. According to the above-mentioned traveler, no local person was willing to escort him there, so he went there alone. According to him, the sand is like fine powder, and anything dropped into it sinks and is decomposed in no time. When he threw a plummet into the desert from a distance, it sank into it within 5 minutes, and the end of the rope with which it was attached was also decomposed.
قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِتَأْفِكَنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ.
They said, have you come to us to turn us away from our gods? Then bring upon us the scourge that you threaten us with. Do so if you are truthful.
قال إنما العلم عند الله وأبلغكم ما أرسلت به ولكني أراكم قوما تجهلون.
He replied, Allah alone knows about this. I only convey to you the message that I have been sent with, but I see that you are an ignorant people. He replied, Allah alone knows about this.
God alone knows when His scourge will strike the unbelievers. The messenger, peace be upon him, is not authorized to decide the period of respite or the date of punishment. I only convey to you the message that I have been sent with, but I see that you are an ignorant people. Out of their ignorance, the unbelievers take the prophet's warnings lightly and ask him in a jocular mood to expedite the punishment. They have absolutely no idea of the gravity and enormity of divine punishment. Their misdeeds, however, will soon bring such punishment upon them.
بل هو ما استعجلتم به ريح فيها عذاب أليم.
When they saw the scourge advancing towards their valleys, they said, "This is a cloud that will bring much rain to us." By no means, it is what you had sought to hasten, a windstorm bearing a grievous chastisement. When they saw the scourge advancing towards their valleys, they said, "This is a cloud that will bring much rain to us." By no means.
It is not specified who said so. It emerges from the context that the statement represents what the prevailing state of affairs practically told them. They thought that the clouds would provide them with water. However, in reality, it was God's punishment that was rushing towards them, bent upon destroying them.
تدمر كل شيء بأمر ربها فأصبحوا لا يرى إلا مساكنهم كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين.
That will destroy everything by the command of its Lord. Thereafter, nothing was left to be seen except their dwellings. Thus do we requite the wrongdoers. That will destroy everything by the command of its Lord. Thereafter, nothing was left to be seen except their dwellings. Thus do we requite the wrongdoers.
For a detailed account of the story of the people of Ad, see Al-Araf 7, note 51-6, Towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 3, pages 42-5. Hud 11, note 54-65, volume 4, pages 108-11. Al-Mu'minun 23, note 34-7, volume 6, pages 96-9. Al-Shu'ara 26, notes 88-94, volume 7, pages 91-4. Al-Ankabut 29, note 65-6, volume 8, pages 36-7, and Hamim al-Sajda 41, note 20-1 above.
وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِيمَا إِنْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِيهِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدَةً فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سمعهم ولا أبصارهم ولا أفئدتهم من شيء إذ كانوا يجحدون بآيات الله وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون.
We had established them firmly in a manner we have not established you. We had given them ears and eyes and hearts, but nothing availed them, neither their ears, nor their eyes, nor their hearts, for they denied the signs of Allah. Then what they had mocked at encompassed them. We had established them firmly in a manner we have not established you.
The unbelieving Quraysh are no match for the Ad in their affluence, power, authority, and might. Their authority is confined only to the city of Mecca, whereas the Ad exercise control over very large chunks of territory.
We had given them ears and eyes and hearts, but nothing availed them, neither their ears, nor their eyes, nor their hearts, for they denied the signs of Allah.
This states a significant truth. God's signs impart to man true understanding and insight. Thanks to this, man draws sound conclusions, takes proper decisions, and thinks in the right way. However, when man refuses to recognize God's signs, he is unable to perceive truth notwithstanding his faculty of sight.
Likewise, he does not heed any advice, although he is able to hear. He misuses the powers and abilities of his mind and heart and draws false conclusions. Ultimately, he courts his own disaster.